welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuck.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. You shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm not over to you in Serviette and doo-doo-loo-doo. Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Reach one, teach one. Take some, take that one. I get eat some. Rocking in a little tight.
Hello, hello.
Good morning, refreshers worldwide.
Well, actually, good afternoon.
We're four minutes into this afternoon. Good afternoon, refreshers.
Good afternoon, Lethal Refresh listeners. We're back.
As always.
We're so back.
I'm back.
Definitely. I'm back. I'm Jay. I'm back.
I'm Danny, and I'm back.
Yeah, we're back. And we're here today on the unceded and stolen territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples, specifically on Musqueam land that has been stolen.
By
and
UBC,
we're broadcasting.
Who we're broadcasting from.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at. And Lethal Refreshers worldwide, we stand in solidarity with Palestine, Sudan, Congo, Yemen, and everyone resisting occupation and fighting the fight worldwide.
Absolutely.
And with that, we've got some tracks for you. That's what we tend to do on Lethal Refresh. Jay.
We've got tracks. We have a lot of tracks, actually.
Yay.
Sadly, B and Yoon can't make it because they are quite busy.
They're quite busy
individuals. But I do have some stuff that Yoon wanted me to play. So we'll get to that stuff. We'll get to it. But we'll start off with Burial Etiquette.
Yay.
From Thunder Bay, Ontario. They have a new single out called Sage 2.
Whoa. Whoa. Sage 2 just dropped.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, actually, there's Sage 2, and then there's Sage 1 demo, and then there's Swallow. So there's three songs on this, whatever this is. But yeah, they've got a new track out, a few new tracks. So we're going to play that, and then we're going to play, this was Ewan's, Worm Rot, I believe. Where are they from again? Oh, they're from Singapore, right. They're a grindcore trio.
Ooh.
But it's my first time, like, listening to them. I've heard about them, but we're going to play Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Grind.
That's great.
The live version by Worm Rot. So
I love college radio, like... Like, what did you even just say?
I don't know.
Only on Lethal Refresh.
Only on Lethal Refresh. Enjoy. And we'll see you.
None of those words were in the Bible.
None of them. Bye. Hello, we're having a little bit of an audio mishap, but we'll be there.
Perchance.
Nope, that's not it. Let's see.
It's always those output settings.
It's always those output settings.
Is it not detecting the aux cable
on
this fine day? What's the track we're about to play?
We're going to play Sage 2. Actually, if I can just...
there we go. She's playing.
Oh, she's playing. Okay. Well, goodbye.
Thank you.
Hello, hello. We're back.
Welcome. Those are some good tracks.
Those are two very different tracks. Those were, that last one there was Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Grind, the live version by Wormrot. And the one before, that was Sage 2 by Burial Etiquette. Yeah, those were great.
Those were great.
We were talking a little bit about the Oscars.
The Oscars. I think, like, sociologically speaking, I think people are so into the Oscars this year because everything is so horrible in the media. Like, I feel like so many people, including myself, who haven't been that tuned in before, are more tuned in this year because it's like a pop culture, like, ruling class thing that's, like, more fun, if that makes sense.
Oh, I guess I hadn't considered that.
Like, I feel like that's why people are really tuning in, because, like, all of the ruling class news that we're seeing is just horrors. So it's very, I don't know, I've been thinking a lot about the Gilded Age and how I remember in 2020 when I got more into politics in 2019, I was reading a lot about these predictions of, like, an upcoming new Gilded Age. And it's really interesting to see it all play out exactly, like, as the videos I watched, like, back, like, 5 years ago were talking about.
Mm.
So it's very that. I liked some of Conan O'Brien's monologue. He said, Inora uses the F word 479 times. That's three more than the record set by Carla Sofia Gascon's publicist.
Oh, no.
And then he said, Carla Sofia Gascon is here tonight. And Carla, if you're going to tweet about the Oscars, my name is Jimmy Kimmel.
My name is Jimmy Kimmel.
But I'm glad that she got called out. Oh, I didn't even see this, but apparently later in the ceremony, he made a pedo joke about Drake, which drew gasps from the crowd.
Yeah, that was, I didn't watch it, but that that was the only thing I heard.
Whoa, I didn't even see that.
Like, going to bed last night, like, I took one look online to see what happened, and the two things I heard were Inora won something. I think it was best picture.
Mm-hmm.
And Conan said something about Drake. Mm. Yeah,
he didn't do too bad. It was after, I think it was either after he said the Carla Sofia Gascon thing. I believe so. Or it was after he said about Conclave. He was like, and Conclave, it's a movie about the Catholic Church. But don't worry. It was either after that or after he said the Carla Sofia thing, he was like, I'm having fun. And he, like, did a little dance because he was, like, being edgy and everyone was, like, giggling and stuff. And it was very, and it just, it did make me giggle.
Doesn't he host, like, commonly? Doesn't he host the Oscars, like, pretty often?
I don't remember. Right? Well, he hosts a lot of stuff.
Wait.
He took over the late night show with Jimmy Kimmel, right? And then now it's Conan? I remember that. Like, that's one of the big things.
No, I mean, Conan's had a show for a long time.
He took over someone's slot.
I didn't realize that.
That's, like, the one thing I knew about him.
Because Conan's had a show since, like, 2000.
Yeah.
So.
It's called Conan, right?
Yeah, or, like, something with Conan O'Brien or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, usually I get really annoyed with monologues like that, but it did make me giggle a few times. So that was pretty all right. Ben Stiller didn't make me giggle that hard.
What was Ben Stiller doing?
He also had, like, I don't know if he was presenting an award or doing another monologue of some kind, but he, like, his bit was that he was, like, stuck in the floor.
Oh.
And they, like, raised it halfway, and he was just, like, there, and he was like, hey, guys. And he did part of his, like, speech, like, from, like, being half in the, like, floor elevator thing.
Oh.
And then they just didn't raise it, so then eventually he, like, climbs out and, like, jumps up.
Oh.
Yeah, it was kind of silly. And then there was, I'm not even going to talk about the Adam Sandler bit. They, like, had, I think it was,
oh, Conan. Wait, something happened, right?
Yeah, they had, I think Adam Sandler was in, like, his Adam Sandler outfit, like, in the crowd. And then Conan's like, everyone looks beautiful tonight, except you, Adam. And then it's, like, very classic Adam Sandler, like, him doing the voice, being like, I skipped it. I hate him.
I wonder if he secretly hates, like, I mean, he probably hates it. He's got to hate it by now. Like, having to play the same character for, like...
No, he seems to love that. He seems to love that. I think he loves it.
But there was a time in his career where he said, like, oh, I want to, like, have a serious role. And then he was in Punch Drunk Love. And then, like...
Uncut Gems, too.
Oh, yeah. Punch Drunk Love and then Uncut Gems. And then, like, everything's been pretty silly yeah. since.
He's major Zionist, so that's like my big like icky. But it was just annoying. It was just very classic, like Adam Sandler bit annoying. Like something my dad would find hilarious.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Very yeah. that. What else happened? Cynthia Erivo, she's not even a real human being. Like, I don't even know how you can do those vocals with the human body as an instrument. Like, every time I hear Cynthia Erivo sing, I'm just, like, taken aback. Like, oh, my God. That was, like, one of the, like, musically, I was just so... I mean, Ariana did really good, too. But... nothing compares to
okay
Cynthia.
I recognize her, but I've never heard of Cynthia Erivo before. So
what, like Harriet?
No.
You don't watch Harriet?
Nope. I haven't seen any of these things that she's in. So
okay, you definitely know a snippet of a song that she sung for Harriet that's like very much on TikTok, and everyone's always so surprised that it's her. I've definitely been familiar with her for her full name.
Yep.
Whoa, I've never looked at her full name before. I love that. I love when people have cultural names that are just like so outside of... That's awesome. Her name is like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
seven.
Six, seven.
Seven.
Seven names.
That's wild.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been familiar with her for a while. Just really mostly just as a singer and like in theatrical kind of singing and that kind of production.
Oh, it's, yeah, she was in a bunch of musicals, okay.
Yeah.
That's, like, where she got her start.
I knew about her from Harriet, but...
Okay.
I didn't watch Harriet, but I knew about her from that, but... Do we have more tracks? And I can show you.
Yeah, we do have more tracks. We'll talk about some of the winners, maybe, when we get back, but... Okay. Yeah, we got awesome tracks coming up. We got Centuries from Vancouver. They have a new track out called Charmed Houses. We've got Cameron Picton from Black Midi. Finally, he has his own...
Whoa.
Well, he's had his own project for a while, but this is like the first like more accessible thing that he's like put out and like advertised.
Mm-hmm.
So
I wonder how long he's been cooking this up behind the scenes.
Probably for a while.
Breakup.
Yeah, because he's been releasing music since before the breakup.
Mm.
So that one is called Lecture 25 by the band. His band is called My New Band Believe.
I love that. I love silly names.
Thank
like
you,
that.
Cameron. And then we're going to play Ninth Heaven by Backwash.
Enjoy.
Also Canadian and amazing and has a new album.
You should start playing it in the background.
A new album coming.
Mystically.
Yeah.
Get into it. I'm imagining these are probably some pretty mystical tracks that we've got coming in for you. Ooh. See, that's perfect. That's exactly what
I'm saying. Oh, that's eerie. That's eerie. Ooh. That's crazy. Okay. Enjoy.
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 Zoom. From here you look so dull. The best people are thin, bones distorting skin. Tear off their shirts, get a firm grip on the rib, quick show rib. I know men who've thought about going that far. I know men who have dreams. When I was in Holland, every blonde was in love. You'll be alone in Berlin, then feet with life a little shut. Back when I was in New York, death was a permanent light. Now I dream of London, stuck with ghosts in the night. Here in LA, we're halfway there. The highlights of our lives are dimmer than some Dutch baby's dreams. I have a friend who should be killed. I do it myself, but there's a law. I know I'll never feel fulfilled. I might do it, but find some time. If you're still young, let's get together. If you're 26, don't even try. Yet you've tried, try forever to speak just one another line. I have a friend who should be killed. He'd do it himself, but he's too scared. Dreaming will never make it real. He just complains it isn't fair. You and I should feel constant pain. You should die of cancer after 30 years. You can float around till you're 17, then your stomach will burn. How you lose your head in a lifeboat accident. I'll be seven from the waist down. Asphyxie, are you listening now? Lose your head, lose your money, lose your wife. You think that's funny? In good time, you will see. Man told me once I'm wasting my life. I have a friend whose mind could cure death, but watch his. I had a dream I took 361.66 times. I was dreaming at a wedding, I just had to go online. I had a dream about a battle, I was at war with my mistakes. I was dreaming of Seattle for the first time. I had a dream, was it real? Dream in time gone by. A useless dream where you could only dream of. I had a dream you'd play forever to dance alone and never die. Stuck in the darkest room in Berlin by the eyes that play you blind. I had a dream about Believe, the name of my new band Believe. I had a dream we played this wish to dream a wish Believe. I was dreaming of a horse in the village I was playing. I was dreaming of butterflies back in BC 368. I had a dream, and then a dream within a dream to me, a dream of wish that no one bothered me. Waiting on delayed response. My way with dog could do with all, way with yours.
On days it's hard, I'm used to all the same result is funny. But where is all the promise that he claimed is all? She just makes me think that I just wanna be loved. Is all that's missing from my list and I don't wanna be judged. I miss my baby if they take me, so I gotta speak up. Cause Angel Gabriel is set to solve my problems in one. It's bad decisions and religions in my honesty come. From activist to activism as I swallow the cup. It's fast ignition up the cliff. Think I'm ready for this, this is it. I've been waiting my whole life for this shit. I feel the pressure, rattled under my sweater. The trumpet and the horns, the drummer coming, the drummer coming. And this is it, I'm going out like a bitch. The trumpet and the horns, the drummer coming, the drummer coming. I tell my lover, I don't need him to suffer. The trumpet and the horns, the drummer coming, the drummer coming. So run for cover, many you motherfuckers. The trumpet and the horns, the drummer coming, the drummer coming.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
We're back.
We are back.
You just heard three songs. You heard Ninth Heaven by Backwash. You heard Lecture 25 by My New Band Belief and Charmed Houses by Centuries.
Wonderful. Those Wonderful. Are some good tracks. And is the last one local?
The last one, she's a trans femme artist in Montreal.
Diva. You said you knew her sister?
Yeah, because her sister used to play shows in Vancouver, and cool. We played a show with her once.
What's her name? That's
I'm
all
not
good.
Gonna lie.
Many such cases. Music scene, many coming and going.
Really embarrassing.
Many such cases.
But Backwash is great, though. She has a new album on the way. Nice. I forgot. She won the Polaris Music Ooh. Prize in 2020.
Let's go. That's happening soon, isn't that?
I think it is happening soon. Yeah.
I saw a lot of Indigenous artists are nominated, and I was really happy about that. I think Tia Wood was nominated. If so, that's who I'm rooting for.
Let's see. But. Polaris Music Awards.
Yeah, we should totally talk, like, plan to talk about that on our, like, Junos and stuff. We'll bring you some Juno news.
Yeah, let's do it.
So many Indigenous artists. Let's go. Oh, this was 2024 nominees. Oh,
I think it's going to be in, like, September is what it looks like. But
it seems like nominees are somewhat out because I saw someone posting about that.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Sometimes I forget that the Polaris Music Awards exists. I'll be honest. It gets like kind of overshadowed by the Junos.
Or maybe not. Maybe they haven't listed the 2025. Or maybe there's just not a list somewhere.
No, this was posted a few weeks ago. Congrats to the... Oh, no, that's the Juno nominees.
They're supporting each other. Let's look at the Juno nominees. Because the Junos are on March 30th, actually.
Oh, that's coming up this month,
Kate
yeah.
Kate McRae, 5 nominate. What are we doing, bro? Oh, my God. Yeah, this...
Not a single
Shawn
song.
Shawn Mendes, The Weeknd. Why do I even look anymore?
Wait, hold on. There's a TikTok Juno Fan Choice Award.
Oh?
That's like having like the Nickelodeon like choice.
Okay,
award,
nominees but... are BB No Money, Dean Brody, Jade Eagleson.
Who the hell is that?
Josh Ross, Karan Ajla, Le Cowboy Frigance. Preston Parlo,
Pablo.
Shawn Mendes, Tate McRae. Is she Canadian?
Yep.
Whoa, I didn't know that. The Weeknd.
Yeah, she's from, Edmonton or something? Someone like that.
I'm glad to see a Punjabi artist on here.
Yeah, it's good to see. Although, who's Dean Brody? Anyways, I'm not...
Who's Josh Ross?
I don't know.
Alicia P is nominated for Album of the Year. And it seems like another Punjabi artist is nominated, Sukha.
Oh, yeah, Undisputed.
That's awesome.
Breakthrough Artist of the Year, I'm going to be honest.
Nemesis. AP Dylan is nominated also. Oh, what? She's Canadian?
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, actually, that is a name I know.
Oh, my God. But yeah, I really love her. I'm really excited that she's nominated. I wonder if she'll be doing any kind of performance or something.
I wonder.
Because I would want to see that. I wonder if they'll let her. Because for listeners, Nemesis is Palestinian and very proudly Palestinian, includes that in a lot of her performances and a lot of different cultural aspects. But she's been doing a lot of really big shows that I've been like surprised they like let her perform there, like places where you'd think they would not be highlighting Palestinian artists.
Yeah.
She's doing some really cool stuff. Stacy, awesome.
Kate Renata's up for Artist of the Year. I hope nice. They just give it to him.
Yeah,
I think he's the only person on this list that deserves it.
It might
be
Tate McRae, but I want it to be Kate Renata as well.
Group of the Year. Why do we have Sum 41?
Mother.
Sum 41 and Group of the Year. Like, are we living like 20 years ago, or like what's going on?
It seems that way. We're living really in the funny year, that like 2008. But Canadian national identity, that's all that matters.
Sure, I guess.
That is all that matters.
Bring Nickelback back at this point.
What else?
What do we have
classical
here?
Classical jazz album of the year. I'm not familiar. Maybe you'd be.
Oh, hold on. No, I don't know anything.
There's a lot of
I'll
jazz
be honest.
Nominees.
Oh, Larnell Lewis. I know who Larnell Lewis is. I didn't realize he was Canadian. But he does a lot of drum videos. I think for like Drumeo. Mm. Like this like drumming channel online. Really silly.
Okay. So I guess Tia Wood isn't nominated? What the cheese? How is Tara... Oh, sorry. No hate to Tara Lightfoot. But how is Tara Lightfoot nominated and Tia Wood isn't?
I don't know.
Elisa P, I'm so happy. Such an amazing
wait.
Artist.
We have... Oh, there is something I need to mention, actually. Ragaverse is nominated for Jazz Album of the Year.
Awesome.
In a group. And we're going to have the singer from Ragaverse, Shruti, performing on Thursday at CITR.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if there's any...
Is it live for Thunderbird Radio Hell?
No, it's for the event. It's for the speakeasy.
Oh, my gosh.
We have a speakeasy
event.
We have a
Juno-nominated.
Yes, we do.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we have a speakeasy event here at the station. It's like 20s, like jazz.
Yeah, I think we're almost
themed.
Sold out, but if you can reserve, or I think it's free, but if you can.
It's $5 at the door.
$5 at the
but
door.
Just like, we have an RSVP link.
Yeah, citr.exec on Instagram. I'm also seeing Ruby Waters is nominated for Best Alternative Album of the Year, which I'm happy about. I like Ruby Waters. I don't personally listen to a lot of her stuff because it's just freak music. Like, it is like freak.
Oh?
Like,
okay.
Freak as freak.
I'll take your word.
But she's an Indigenous artist. She's Métis. And she's on tour with Tia Wood, I think right now, actually. But... She's all right. I like her stuff. It's just not super my style. It's very poppy. Just like freak pop.
Okay, ready? I'm going to read this and then we're going to play something. But Country Album of the Year Award, ready? So listen to these nominees. So we got Brett Kissel, Dallas Smith, Josh Ross, Mackenzie Porter, and Tyler Joe Miller. Anyways, make of that what you will, but... We've got Jane Remover up next, though. Nice. Dancing with Your Eyes Closed. She's got a new track out. And after that, we're going to play Maya by Ali Sethi. I know Ewan really wanted to play this last time, so this is for Ewan. But
oh, wait. Catronata is nominated for Electronic Album of the Year.
Oh, awesome.
And Snotty Nose Res Kids is nominated for Rap Song of the Year.
Give it to Catronata.
For real.
Okay. Goodbye. We're going to play a quick ad or two or three, but goodbye.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue. The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
MRG Live presents Don Richard and Spencer Zahn at St. James Hall on March 2nd with support from Myrna. Don Richard is known for her collaborations with Catronata, and her new album features an intimate, soul-bearing orchestral soundscape full of soul, jazz, and confessional lyricism. You can get your tickets now at admitone.com. admitone.com. I wanna be the quiet in a world full of
noise.
Dreams that you had, I promise, baby, I just wanna make sense. I'm about to crash with my people in the bed.
Promise I like it like that. Promise I like it like that.
I'm not afraid to
never tell my friends, tell your baby we are going outside. Sucking on dreams I had. Lights turn off, feel the time take on my back.
Hello, hello. We're back once again. You're listening to
Lethal Refresh.
But yeah, you're listening to Lethal Refresh. You're listening to Maya by Ali Sethi right now. You heard Dancing With Your Eyes Closed by Jane Remover before.
Banger.
Banger. Love Jane. Absolutely love you, Jane. We've got to go, but we have Chris Horrific up next with
Devours.
Parts Unknown. Oh, Devours?
Devours today on Parts
Unknown. Oh my God.
Yeah, we love Devours around here.
Okay, special episode, Devours. Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy Chris and Devours.
Enjoy Devours Chris.
Is great. It'll probably be great.
Devoured, I guess. Okay.
Well, bye. Hashtag TTYL.
Bye.